Hello, and welcome to the HIMSS AMDIS Physician Community Podcast Series. I'm Dr. Jack Varga, physician informaticist with the Veterans Health Administration in Washington, D.C. Our guest today is Dr. Barry Newman, and our topic is Training the Health Allied Professional. Dr. Newman is a successful business executive who changed careers in midlife and graduated SUNY Downstate Medical College of Brooklyn in 1997. He served his internship in surgery and was house officer in anesthesiology at Mount Sinai Medical Center, New York. Dr. Newman has devoted his post-clinical years to medical education in allied health and nursing in many capacities and has served as National Director of Health Sciences for Lincoln Educational Services, as well as a subject matter expert in this field for McGraw-Hill Companies. Welcome, Dr. Newman.
Thank you very much, Jack. It's my pleasure to be here and speak with you today.
As many physicians and practice managers are aware, the advent of managed care and a new institutional demand and retrogression in the U.S. ushered in an era of enormous expansion of career paths for secondary school graduates and GED recipients in allied health. These positions include clinical medical assistants, medical office assistants, certified nursing assistants, and vocational nurses. In an effort to transform healthcare and deploy interoperable green health information technology, the education of these frontline certified paraprofessionals in medical office workflow using health IT becomes fundamentally important to the overall success of national implementation. Barry, the ERA high-tech stimulus incentives provide for $44,000 to assist physicians in purchasing and implementing electronic health records in their practice. Some have said that the true cost of implementation is far more in terms of disruption to their practice. What are your thoughts on reducing the burden to the provider?
Clearly, the burden of adoption is certainly far greater than just the cost of the software or the hardware to deploy health information technology in the ambulatory practice. That burden is significantly reduced when the staff is pre-trained in the workflow that health information technology brings to the medical practice. The burden can be greatly reduced when career colleges that train these paraprofessionals incorporate a rich curriculum in health information technology and deliver this as part of the training to all allied health students. I believe we will see this begin to happen. Unfortunately, I think that there should have been more emphasis on encouraging these career colleges to do so earlier on before the stimulus money actually hit the ground.
Yes, that's very interesting. Through the Consortia for Education, ERA High Tech Section 3016, Funding to Train a Skilled Workforce, HHS states that the purpose of this grant proposal is to establish or expand health IT education programs. The program is designed to train individuals through institutions of higher education to prepare them for 6 discrete positions. Would you share your thoughts on this program with us?
Jack, it is my belief that although there will be a demand for IT professionals and trainers, which encompasses these 6 career paths defined by the Consortia for Education, I believe that a larger base of instructional talent to prepare the new generation of health IT workflow specialists is already in place in the form of a network of allied health training schools across the U.S., which concentrate on programs to prepare students for certifications as certified medical assistants, medical office assistants, medical billing encoders, and the other career paths that you mentioned at the outset. Each of these paraprofessionals now needs training in medical office workflow using health IT. And unfortunately, I do believe that the consortia underestimates the importance of delivering a full understanding of HIT to this base, particularly where faculty development is concerned.
Yes, I really agree with what you're saying. If the successful deployment of interoperable electronic health records is dependent upon the grassroots understanding and support of office administrative and clinical medical assistants earning an average of $35,000 per year, it certainly sounds like this is a tipping point for true adoption. Would you agree?
No, unquestionably, I couldn't agree more. If medical assistants begin their externships and careers already having experience in electronic health records application software, the adoption slope is flattened, and the cost of disruption is minimalized for the practitioners. as we both agree, this cost of implementation, it far exceeds the cost of the software and hardware combined. It's the disruption to the practice that is feared most by the providers, and that disruption can be minimized if everyone gets on board with adequate training, curriculum, and deployment of educational materials to the allied paraprofessional.
Well, that disruption that you talk about is certainly on the minds of a lot of my colleagues, so I would agree with you there. What do you think would be the most effective method for reaching and training this base to maximize the probability of a successful transformation of American healthcare into the 21st century?
I think that the appearance of curricula, specifically training the workforce of tomorrow in health IT from an operator's perspective, if you will, guarantees a smooth transition at minimal cost. Providers should be encouraged to express their preference for externs with health information technology education and multiple platform experience to the local career colleges that feed them externs and from which they currently cherry pick their medical assistants, which are brought into their practice as staff members. By doing so, they will make their adoption more affordable, less painful, and more successful. Most health information technology application software has many rich features these days, which are often ignored or take a long time to deploy because the staff is not familiar with the software package, and they it takes them a while to ramp up. They're busy trying to run a medical practice, not learn new bells and whistles. By bringing in the career college into this fold early on, it will help everybody and encourage a smooth transition and transformation of medicine in this country.
Yes, that's very informative. Well, I want to thank Dr. Barry Newman for joining us today to share his thoughts and expertise on this timely and important topic. To our audience, thank you for joining us for the HIMSS AMDIS Physician Community Podcast Series. This is Dr. Jack Varga reporting.